Blog Talk Radio.
Know that it's all in God's plan. I thought about that today. And believe me, brothers and sisters, with the ups, the downs, and even when you get tossed around, it's all in God's plan. How I know that? Because of Romans 8:28. It says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. So all of these things is in his plan. And they're working together for your good. I don't care what the enemy says. He lying. Like a bunch of other stuff he does. He lying to you. God got you. He's working it together for you. You just have to know that today. You just have to believe that today. I'm led to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'll give us a word of prayer.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor Vicky. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell, and all the listeners. I'd like to read out of the King James, Ephesians 2, 1 through 5. And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. In the times past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. I want to thank God for another beautiful day, and I want to thank him for all his mercy and love and all that he's seen before the world has ever even thought of. I want to thank him for waking us up to the spiritual side, which is the only way to walk, and that is with Christ. Those who are shut in, those who don't know that they're struggling and are just on a journey, I want them to all look to God in Christ Jesus and take this path, for this is the only path. I want to pray for our pastors who are so committed and those who love the Lord, they take us and guide us as we need guidance different times. I pray for those who are sick and sudden and for those who are bereaved, and I bind up anything that will come between this broadcast and that will hinder our pastors from moving forward in loving the Lord. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. I know we had said on yesterday, and I think that's where the Lord lead me, if you go back to Colossians 1, and I think the scripture we read was that 21, and but we were speaking from 20 verses 23. Mm-hmm. So that's Colossians 1, 23 is where our subject is from. But we're going back a couple of verses. Now, I'm just really here to teach this whole book now that I think about what's going on. And I'll be led of the Holy Spirit. But in verse 21, we'll go back to verse 21 and through 23. That's what we'll do. Yeah. But let me share this with you all, too, as they find that. Brothers and sisters, please hear this. Whatever you do this next 20, 25 minutes, pay attention. The Holy Ghost is going to drop something in your spirit that's going to bless you. I'm telling you, it's going to bless you. So if you don't have any pencil, you don't have any paper, take a moment and get some paper, get some pencil, and pen, whatever you write with, you're going to do on your computer, whatever, it doesn't matter. But there's going to be something said here. Matter of fact, I'm getting my pencil and my paper, because I don't know what the Lord, what all he's going to say, but I've been warned to tell you to get a pencil and paper. I don't know who I'm talking to, but there's going to be something going to be said. It's going to change your life. It's going to bless you today. So let me go ahead on and put it out there to you like that. So if you will, go and find your pencil, paper, something to write with, and jot down a couple of scriptures. You don't have to jot down everything, but whatever God touches you with, that's what we want. Okay, I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she would read Colossians 1, 21 through 23.
Yes.
I'm going to ask Pastor to read it from the Messenger Bible.
Amen. In the King James, it reads as follows. And you that were sometimes alien, made an enemy in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And from the Message Bible, you yourselves are a case study of what he does. At one time, you all had your backs turned to God, thinking rebelliously thoughts of him, giving him trouble every chance you got. But now, by giving himself to the cross, actually dying for you, Christ brought you over to God's side and put your lives together whole and holy in his presence. You don't walk away from a gift like that. You stay grounded and steady in that bond of trust. Constantly turn to the message, careful not to be distracted or diverted. There is no other message, just this one. Every creature under heaven gets this same message. I, Paul, am a messenger of this message. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The purpose of this book is to combat error in the church and to show that the believers had everything they needed in Christ. Isn't that what Peter said? You got everything you need. Remember in 2 Peter?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you read that. 2 Peter 1 through 3. Read that. That's what Paul is trying to convey to these people. You got everything you need in Christ. So not only is Paul teaching this, Peter and the other ones teaching truth. Ooh, the gospel is truth.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we can get into it today. But anyway, we don't. We'll pick it up. You read 2 Peter 1 and verses. Well, you know what? How about 1 and 2? 1, 2, 3. How about that?
Okay. 2 Peter 1, 2, 3. In the King James, it reads as follows. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, I, Simon Peter, am a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. I write to you whose experience with God is as life-changing as ours, all due to our God's straight dealing and the intervention of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. grace and peace to you many times over as you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus, our Master. Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God, the best invitation we ever received. Amen, amen.
Thank you.
We have everything. Everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to stay in the faith, man. If you'll continue in the faith, grounded, settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the truth or of the gospel, which have heard, we heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under the heavens, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. So in Colossians, what he's telling these folks is, hey, don't be removed from the kingdom. There's a whole lot of stuff was going on. And maybe I'll just talk about it for a minute. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. But it's sort of like this. If you remove the head coach, you don't have no team.
All right, that's right.
You didn't hear me. See,
say it again.
Folks want to remove Christ from the church. They want to put everything above Christ. And the people at Colossians, that's what they was experiencing. It's sort of like if you break the fuel line, your car won't run.
Mm-hmm. All right.
If you unplug the spark plug, the electronic or the electrical part, well, how about this? You can put the light bulb in the socket all day long. You can hit the switch all day long. But if you don't have no electricity,
come on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to work.
You
Amen.
Need That power comes from Christ. Christ is ahead. Stop getting disconnected. Stop
all
with
right,
everything there. So the Colossians, in this book, Paul was writing to them to keep them connected, to tell them, stay grounded in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Stay true to the word of God. That's what saved you. Wasn't no denomination. Wasn't no tradition. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, if you really want to know what he said, over there and y'all don't have to go there, but I want you to make notes of it because he said it. Especially over there in I want to say it's in Colossians. Colossians 2. That's where he told. In Colossians 2. And hey, you might want to write that down. He says, beware lest any man for you do vain deceit after the tradition of man. Underline it. And what that means. After the tradition of man. After the rhythm of the world. And not after Christ. Because you didn't make the word of God manifest. Because they don't want you in the word. They want you in a building. They want you in a tradition. They want you in their denomination. They want you in a group. They want you in a circle. Well, what was going on here, the people had started believing all kind of crazy stuff. I'm going to get to the 21st verse because I told you guys I was going to do that. I want to keep my word on that. But one of the strongest statements Paul made about the divine nature is found in the Bible, and he taught it. Jesus not only equal to God, Philippians 2:6. Let's read that. I think that's why I'm going to just give you a bunch of scriptures. Because I want you to see. I want you to see what Paul was dealing with. Why he telling them to stay in the faith. Don't be moved from it. Continue in the faith. Because this was the truth that he had been teaching them, getting them away from that religious stuff, because that was a great era, like it is today.
Mm-hmm.
People put everything before the Word of God. They'll have you believe in everything instead of teaching you to get in the Word of God and stay there, live there, abide there, set up rest there. They won't teach you to do that. Teach you to go to church, teach you to get on there, teach you to come to this study. But how about you, yourself, as an individual, getting in the Word of God? That's what happens.
Yes, say that again, Pastor.
As individuals, we all, we're just like a brick going on to the building.
Mm-hmm.
Not the building going to the brick, but each brick has to go to the building to become part of it.
All well, right, now.
I'll explain that to you later. But anyway, in Philippians 2 and 6, read that for me, please.
In the King James, it reads as follows, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, 2 and 6, think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of the stature, no matter what. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all didn't hear that. Y'all,
yeah.
That's why they crucified him. Because he told the people, he said, when you have seen me, you've seen God. Yeah.
All right.
He said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now,
yeah.
Paul tells us, think of yourself the same way. Can you go out there and tell your neighbor, oh, you want to know who Christ is? When you've seen me, you've seen Christ.
Hallelujah.
You better duck, Pastor,
because right.
They couldn't hit you in the head. You go out there and tell people that when they've seen you, they've seen Christ. The first
mm-hmm.
thing they're going to tell you is the biggest lie the church ever told all these many years. The first thing they're going to say, you ain't perfect. And can't nobody be
mm-hmm.
perfect. That's the first.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Because they're ignorant.
Yeah.
How you going to be a joint heir with Christ and you can't be perfect? How's that going to work?
It's not.
How can
Amen.
You have the mind of Christ and not have a perfect mind? Well, I'm going to tell you, Matthew 5, I think it's the 48th verse. Check this if you will. Matthew 5, 48. Somebody's going to do something right now. I know it's coming. Somebody's going to get it right now. Matthew 5, 48. It says, you, or ye be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father. I think that's what it says. I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon to find that for me right quick.
Yes. In the King James,
make my point.
Matthew 5, 48, it reads as follows. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible, in a word that I'm saying is grow up. Your kingdom subjects now like, I'm sorry, let me go back. Your kingdom subjects now live like it. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously toward others. The way God lived for you. Amen.
Amen. That was me.
Mm-hmm.
Be ye perfect, even
yes.
as your heavenly Father. Now, you think God's going to tell you to be perfect if you couldn't? You think that's a misprint? You think that's an
yep.
error? You think God's error? No. See,
no.
What's happening, if you don't mind, what's happening is, people don't know what the word perfect means. Perfect means
okay.
complete.
Amen.
That's what perfect means. It means complete. That's why Job was a perfect and upright man before God.
All right.
I want y'all to hear this. See,
Amen.
Perfect means you met the requirement.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Most of you are Most of you all have vehicles. And if you don't, you own something that you bought. And when you bought it, if it was new or not, when it came off the assembly line, it was perfect. What made it perfect was it met the requirement. See, that's what perfect is. You met the requirement.
Okay.
So if the requirement is to have four tires, I don't know, a windshield, front back door, a motor, or whatever it is, it met the requirement. So that's what made it perfect. So they just say, you know what, we sold a perfect vehicle to you. Well, oh, really? Yes. He didn't say it now. Come on now. Wait a minute now. Back up. Back it up. Didn't say without flaw. Said perfect. Perfect to me without flaw.
Okay. Say that now.
Okay. Are y'all with me so far?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're perfect. Now let me tell you what makes you perfect. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You become a new creature now. You're perfect because you're in Christ.
Amen.
And you met the requirement. The requirement for being perfect is not what Joe Willie said. It's not what Mary said about you. It's not what your crazy pastor said or that dipstick preacher. That ain't what made you perfect. What made you perfect is because you're in Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
See, you get in faith, and you continue in the faith, you continue in Christ, you're going to stay perfect, because that will make you perfect.
Amen. Amen.
So, you know, it's important that you understand it, brothers and sisters, because over in John 10, and you don't have to go there, but in John 10, Jesus said, and my Father are one.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't hear that. Y'all didn't hear that. Let me say it one more time.
Yeah.
And my Father are one. Now, if Jesus just told you that he didn't thought it was no big deal to be equal with God, then John telling you right here that he and the Father is one, I want you to put a pin there. Where are you at? Where are you at?
All right now.
I'll tell you where you at. You're in Christ. And yes. If you say God ain't perfect, you're a lie.
That's right.
That's
like
your
bald-faced
lie.
Uh-oh. Amen.
And if Jesus is in the Father and you in Christ, that makes all y'all perfect. I mean, that's how I see that thing.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
That may help me out. Amen. How about the 38th verse? I want y'all to see this. How about the 38th verse? You know that 38th verse says, and you can read it at your leisure. But if I do ye believe me not, believe the works. I mean, if for no other reason, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. We're supposed to be in the Father, and the Father is supposed to be in us. How I know that? John 15, 7 says, abide in the word abide in you. The word and the Father is the same.
Amen.
See, again, the only reason people want to believe, they want to see miracles. They want to see signs. If you show them a sign, they'll believe. There's folks right now can't believe in the scripture. The Bible says, if ye call them God, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. You can't change the word of God.
Amen.
If you're in Christ and Christ is in you and Christ is in the Father, help me, Holy Ghost. Make me want to go to the 12th chapter. I just want you to see why you want to continue in the faith. And
yeah,
I didn't really get to 21 like I wanted to, but we'll pick it up tomorrow. But he said that ye that were sometimes alienated, an enemy in your mind by wicked works, ye are now, as he reconciled. You've been reconciled, bless God.
Thank you, Lord.
But
hallelujah.
Go call him alive. You've been reconciled in your mind.
Thank you.
Your mind is an enemy against you, believe it or not. Your mind will fight you. Your mind will take all they want. You can't be what the word of God says. Your mind is going to fight you on that issue right there. I mean,
yeah.
You don't have to have no faith. You don't have to have no faith. It's living on tradition anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In their mind, in the collage, in those collagen or collusion, I want to call. These people in their minds was messed up. It's like a lot of people today. In their mind, they messed up. That's by far as God goes. It's from their mind. It'll never get to their heart. And you got to believe God with your heart, not just your mind.
Yeah. Amen.
They want to act like the blood of Christ never exists. That would be a lie.
Amen.
So if Christ died for the sin problem is over. Here's the problem. People got all this problem.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They'll get in the word will tell them. If they'll live in the word and the word live in them, the word is going to tell them. That, hey, God paid the price already. He ain't going to pay it no more. And you sure can't pay it. And if you don't accept what God did in Christ, you're done. You're lost. Without electricity, preach, I'm trying to do this. And you're just like a car without a motor. You ain't going nowhere, you shouted.
Amen. Nowhere.
Nowhere. I want you all to understand, you know, a team, yeah, you can put them out there, but you need a coach. You need
That's
to have
right.
the head. Christ is the head of this church. I don't know what church you belong to, but I pray that God belongs to the body of Christ.
Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah.
That's what I'm talking about, sisters.
Yeah.
So you'll see that in this book, as Paul was writing, he wanted the people at Colossians to understand, forget about that religious stuff. Forget about philosophy. I'm running over, but just two more minutes. Just please give me two more minutes. Because you can find it over there in the second chapter. I'm telling you. So Paul was straightening them out for a better way of saying it. The church, Paul was combat against these false teachings, which had really, you could say, it had gotten into the church, had infiltrated, that's probably a better way of saying that, the Colossian church, that the problem was so bad until they started practicing the ideals or the religion and other philosophies, other religions such as paganism, strange Judaism, and the Greeks do what they thought was Christianity, that you could do this and do that. You could still have to go and get an animal and use that blood. See, they were teaching a bunch of crazy stuff. But what about the blood of Christ? Isn't that good enough?
Yeah.
I'm going to get into all that today. But anyway, they had gotten to a place that they began to deny the power of Christ and God to the point that they was arguing and debating about the Trinity, about the deity of Christ. And so part of what Paul was doing was connecting them, showing them that Jesus and God were the same, and that God was enough God that he could be man, and he was enough man that he could be God.
Hallelujah.
He was all of what man wanted. He was all the God that man could ever see. He was all the God that man would ever need, and yet he was all the man that God would ever need. He was personified. He became everything. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But you had to see it in the spirit. So Jesus asked Peter, okay, who the man said that I, the Son of Man, and so Peter said, well, you know, sir. He said, okay, forget that, Peter. Who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? See, that's what's going to contradict something. What do you say? Who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? See, you got God being quite bigger than that. He's bigger than that.
Yes, hallelujah.
You can give man all the credit, but you can't give God a little bit of credit. You give man credit for being able to take stuff from out of the ground, create an airplane, get in it, fly to Africa for breakfast, lunch to Los Angeles, and dinner in Atlanta. This same stuff that came out of God's earth. And we make a car, and we get it and drive from New Orleans to Florida, from Florida to South Carolina, from South Carolina to Arkansas, from Arkansas to California. The same stuff. Now, you give man credit to be able to do that, and then you got an issue or you got problems with God making a man and getting in him. But the way I see it is some of the same stuff. I believe it a lot. But it's some of the same principle, if you will. Man took stuff, and God didn't even have to use his own stuff. He just spoke the word.
Yeah.
Man has to rely on God's stuff.
That's right. Amen.
Let me go. Hey, y'all stay strong, and we'll see y'all on tomorrow for the word at noon.